Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies, your favorite FIFA Ultimate Team trading podcast, here with Jake, our trading expert. A little bit late, but I hope we bring you valuable info.
Yeah, thanks guys for waiting. We're really happy to do the podcast this week because we've had a lot of really good content. There's tons of stuff and packs going on. Road to the Final Team 2 came out. And so far, to me, this has been a really great promo and a really good team selection. My only complaint probably is that there is a second Bundesliga center back in this team, which I don't really like because we already got Klostermann. So I don't think it's necessary, especially that we have like Upamecano in form. We just seem to have a lot in that position already. Delaney as well. Konate now. So there's just so many of that position that I'm not too interested in. I like that we got the right wing. Promes is an awesome, super hype card, especially for those Holland fans. And then these are just some really meta cards that likely won't receive many boosts through the year. So Sissoko, I mean, he's perfect for pro players because they have requirements where they can only have so many players above a rating. So he's that low rating, but it's going to play really good. Same with Renato. Bebu is one of the only strikers in the Bundesliga. They don't have very many options, so he's actually one of the best right now. And then Kessie looks like super overpowered for a Serie A team. So I really, really like this team selection. What do you think about Road to the Final Team 2?
Yeah, I like it a lot. You know, guys, we like these live cards. It's very easy to trade with them, especially after they are out of packs. So when those teams play or they need to like qualify for the next stage, I like a lot from this team. I like a lot Gabriel Jesus and Sissoko. Unfortunately, I can't afford them, but I mean they are kind of pricey. I mean,
people
pay this price for what they would be in terms of like 3 or 4 upgrades, not like what's their worth it, their value now. So these are some very good cards, pricey, but probably also, of course, they'll go out of the group stage, so they will get like 86 for Jesus and 84 for Sissoko, so that's quite nice.
Yeah, I think that Jesus is just ridiculously overpriced. I know he'll come down. Like even Renato started at 1.1, and he's down to like 550k from Team 1. I mean, he's still in packs, but I mean, he's already down like 700k. So that Jesus needs to drop. He's just way overpriced for his stats. But the rest, yeah, the rest are a little bit more based on upgrades. But even then, like, Kessie is reasonably priced for what he gives. I mean, if that card was in the Premier League, he'd probably be twice or three times as expensive, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Porto is, like, one of the few right wings in this game. EA doesn't want to give us any right wing SBCs or anything. So it seems like he's one of the best options to give. And then Promes is just really awesome. I hope that they give us a Robin or, like, an Antony SBC really soon, because right now he's so hard to link. You really can only do Dumfries as that option, but if they give us one more player from that league, I really think that a ton of people would get that those links and like do a flashback Robin or something. So that'd be really cool if it came, in my opinion. But overall, I like the promo. The SBCs, they've given us Atal, and then who is the other one?
Mount.
Yeah, they gave us Atal and then Mount, which Isco weren't really well received, but Atal was awesome, super fair value. He moved 83s up, so a lot of people.
Just a comment here, Jake, because Atal is great. It's great in terms of pricing and let's say stats, and everybody remembers Atal from last year and so on. Personally, I don't think he will get any upgrade. I completed his SBC just not to be the loser if they qualify for the out of the group stage.
Yeah.
But I don't expect too much out of his card. You can do it, guys, because he's like 25k, 20-25k, maybe even more now with all those SBCs. But you know, everybody after that will probably have him if he gets the upgrade, and you don't want to lose that opportunity.
Definitely, definitely. And here, guys, I just have up that Road to the Final Team 1. So Road to the Final Team 1. And this is something that we're going to actually talk about even more on the next podcast, most likely. So stay tuned for that. But a lot of these cards are actually down in price and out of packs, which typically doesn't make sense on the market. But What we're experiencing, guys, here is a pretty big market crash heading into Black Friday. It happened a little bit, I guess, earlier than expected, I think, for a lot of people, and just bigger. It almost seemed all of a sudden. And we all knew it would come and happens every year. But basically, what kickstarted this crash, just so you guys know, and it's a series of events. First, we got that crazy UCL SBC this week. So if you guys remember, an SBC came out early this week that asked for 70 UCL cards per person, which I thought was like a joke or like they did something wrong. It's this UEFA Champions League one. It's kind of similar to like the CONMEBOL SBCs. There's a ton of parts to it. Some of the squads ask for literally 11 UCL cards, which is just unlike anything they've ever done. That's probably why they've been discluding them for marquee matchups lately. So it's really, really expensive to do the whole thing. I think you're looking at a few hundred thousand coins at the least. So a lot of people tied up a lot of coins here. And yes, some of these packs back are tradable, some are untradable, but we all know that pack weights are so low, you're likely not making a lot of money back, especially due to the expense. So that was our first big coin drain. And then we had Player of the Month Sun, which came out Friday, and he is priced fairly, in my opinion. I mean, I wouldn't consider him cheap or like a must-do or anything like that, but he's priced like I would expect him to be. You know, he's never gonna be a cheap card. It's one upgrade.
It's up top on
Oh,
the
okay,
first
my
floor.
bad. Yeah. So he's got a nice upgrade. Just like an inform. I think some people will do him. Some people have a lot of untradeable stored up for him. So that was another big coin suck. I mean, he costs like 580,000 coins. And guys, as people, this is a really important thing to note. As people put coins into untradeable cards, it loses buying power. They now all have 500 or 550,000 or 450,000, depending on untradables they use, that they can't spend now. And then lastly, just yesterday we got the Team of the Week upgrade, which is an untradeable only. And this costs around 20K to do each. And I know most people, honestly, that I've seen are doing at least 3 to 5. And I've seen terrible pack weights from these, but that means that they're losing like 100,000 coins plus just from doing these upgrades. And so overall, there's been a massive coin sucks recently that are taking people's coins. And then on top of that, there's just a fear of the market crashing. So you're seeing cards come down pretty aggressively.
Guys, if you don't have too many coins, okay, this was my advice from the beginning of the year of the season in FIFA 21. But let me tell you my take on how I'm dealing with trading and with getting coins and saving coins. So first of all, we mentioned this several times. This year you don't pay for fitness. You don't need fitness cards, so that's a big saver in terms of coins. If you play a lot of games. Second of all, personally right now I'm playing with a cheap team. I'm playing with the same team from the beginning of the year. So in the first week I made this team, and during the weeks I've only added untradeable cards which I packed in my packs.
That's awesome.
So this is a second one. Third one, I only did two SBCs. One was Atal. But I didn't really wanna do it. But I said, okay, maybe he gets the upgrade.
Sure.
I don't want to be stupid about him. And second one was James, because James Rodriguez
Oh
wants to
yeah.
watch, because he's like my fave player, like in real life. So I wanted to have him. Other than that, no other SBC. I didn't do any Team of the Week repeatable.
Good.
Some people are hoping that today we are getting the tradable one. I don't know about that, but no other SBCs from my player SBCs. I did, the daily ones where you get packs and so on. Those one I did, but the player ones who drain you out of coins, those one no.
Yeah, re and regarding the tradable SBC, I honestly don't know if it comes this early. Last year, I don't think it came at this point. We did get one for the best of team of the week, which is how 83s rose so much during Black Friday. I think it's a little bit too early to get that. If we do get a tradable team of the week SBC, that's going to really, really impact the market and hurt it because you will see some of these past informs that have no supply come back onto the market, and then that SBC will also be more expensive. So it's a pretty bad combination for the market. So
yeah,
I don't expect it to come this early. Just so you guys know, if it did, the market would crash quite a bit more.
Another advice, so maybe you guys, you don't want to risk too many things. Another advice, and which worked quite well, were the ones to watch or the live cards, and you can buy them, like if they do something during the game, if you watch football, soccer live,
yep.
Or if you know they did something in a game, let's say for example myself, I know that Vidal scored 2 goals for his country during the weekend. I didn't know that. I saw that in the morning, and I bought a couple of them. I have like 3 or 4 of them. I bought them like right in the morning after the night when he scored.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just waiting, you know, for the usual suspects to put him in the team of the week predictions.
Yep.
Maybe he grows a little bit from there, and so on. So those are like 2 points which are quite easy, and maybe I can get some coins there.
Yeah, guys, it's been a massive week for ones to watch, actually, with international break. Bale is actually playing right now. You guys might see I have a Wales tab open. I have a few of them just in hope that he does something just for fun. Hakimi also had a goal and an assist, and Ziyech had 2 goals. Ziyech probably won't get that team of the week because he recently had one, and one was a penalty. So I think Hakimi will be in team of the week as well. Don't take my word for it, but it just seems really likely considering it's a little bit harder for him to get a team of the week, and he played in a more forward position for Morocco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then like Florian said, yeah, that Vidal is definitely a shoo-in. I mean, he had 2 goals, I believe, for Chile. So,
also this weekend for Germany, Werner got 2 goals.
Yep.
That's a little bit tricky because, you know, for the second inform, sometimes EA doesn't put them in or mm-hmm. so. But for, let's say, for team of the week, and also he's like quite expensive. I know when he scored, he went up to, I don't know, 900, 1 mil.
Yep.
That's something maybe a little bit too risky to put your coins in for only team of the week predictions. But just watch these games. Now we are recording on a Sunday. There are some games today, and probably same thing will happen with some other players.
Yep, exactly. And I think he will get a team of the week, to be honest. I think EA is mm-hmm. going to start pushing some more good ones in for a best of team of the week down the road towards Black mm-hmm. Friday. I mm-hmm. actually think that's why Messi got a team of the week this week, guys. He had 2 goals and man of the match, but to be honest, that's like nothing for Messi. And
it's like every game.
Yeah, they've not put him in probably with similar games this year. So they put him in because they're trying to build up for a best of team of the week. It's just funny how you can see EA do those type of things. I think Ronaldo's had multiple goal performances this year without being put in. It's the same with Mbappe because they're going to get so many specials this year, guys, that EA is a little bit more hesitant to put them in, which I think is valid. So it really usually takes like a 3 or 4 goal game for them to get in. But he got in because EA is trying to boost it, in my opinion. So it's just funny things to note like that, and you can really start to learn how EA think. And that's why it was funny, because as he came into the team of the week, you could start to say, maybe we'll get a team of the week SBC, because EA kind of pushed him in.
Yeah, because now you get also some, you have also like some big name.
Usually yeah.
Until now, we only have like, I've seen like what you can pack. It's like 10 players that are really, really, really worth it. Like you get yep. really lucky to get them. Other than that, they're like maybe father or players which are not very usable in 1 month from now.
Exactly. And I see most people getting terrible things from this SBC, guys. So my recommendation is stay away. And this year, especially when we have icon SBCs coming.
Exactly.
I think you're going to really regret doing these type of things if you're short for one of your favorite icons. Yeah, and speaking of icons, I do want to make a really quick note here because I'm not sure you guys have seen it, but it looks like David Beckham was added to the game files. So it looks like mm-hmm. we might get a David Beckham icon coming to the game soon. I don't know when that would be, but I wouldn't imagine EA add him for any other reason other than that they have him signed on. He's been signed with Konami and PES for a long time. That's why he hasn't been in FIFA. So I don't know how they worked around it or when they are or what's the deal, but he should be coming to FIFA this year.
That's very good news. Unfortunately, what I've seen is that he doesn't have very good skill moves
No.
or weak foot, but he's a very popular player. One of my favorites, if you guys remember, of course, Man United, but Real Madrid's Galacticos team. He was very, very nice to see him there together with Figo, Ronaldo, and Zinedine Zidane. So I guess a lot of people will want to have him. I don't know about the stats because you see how EA plays everything out. We have some great icons in game which are not very usable. So I don't know about that.
Yeah, he didn't really look to be meta, guys, unfortunately. I can't see if I have an image here, but yeah, you can look up his stats. They are there, even his in-game. So this looks like his they would be his stats. So he only has 80 pace and he's a right mid position. He looks like he'd be like a good cam, and his central position was probably best, but yeah, this looks like his actual stats. So yep, that's what they came out to be. And as you see, the passing is really good, dribbling is really good, but unfortunately, we all know that pace is one of the big things for an outside mid this year. So I hope that he can play meta, and I'm really excited for him to come, though. One of my favorite players to watch, and I think when you think of an icon, maybe he wasn't. Maybe there are players that are even more deserving of an icon card based off performance, but when you think of an iconic player in history, Beckham is definitely up there for everyone that saw him play or was around during his time, in my opinion. So I'm really, really excited about it. I think he's going to be popular no matter what, just because of his name.
Yeah, of course, and also for the guys in the who run an England squad, he's very nice to have because he will give you like very strong links. So I don't know how popular like teams with England players are right now, but going towards Euros next year, hopefully, I think we will see more, let's say, teams getting around nations being built. And icons will also play a role there.
Definitely, definitely.
I wanted to ask you a question because we talked about, let's say, this start of the market crash. And actually, I was a little bit surprised with my strategy of going very low and saving coins. I'm very safe, but I wanted to ask you if how low do you think? A very difficult question. How low do you think? Can these, let's say, gold players get closer to Black Friday?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's so hard to gauge. It's different every year. And I actually said this to someone on Twitter, and I'll say it again, but the market crash always happens earlier than people expect because everyone thinks they're beating it, right? So this is like the common theme. Everyone says, I should sell my team now because it's gonna crash. I should sell my team now because it's gonna crash. And that slowly starts to build up into the actual crash because, I mean, you're seeing player prices fall out of the sky. I think Mbappe is down like 200K within like a week, maybe even within like I think like 5 days. So you're seeing everyone sell, and I know he's got a player of the month upcoming, but you can look at the same trend for a player like Neymar. In fact, let's pull up his graph and look a little bit more at pricing. But what I was saying with this is most people now have already sold. I think a major part of the selling has already taken place now. So I don't think it's going to go a ton further. I mean, 830K on Xbox for a Neymar is pretty laughable. He's almost under 1 million on PS. Let's look at some of his pricing here just so you guys can get some perspective. And yeah, he was upwards above 1.1 million. He was close to 1.15 like a week ago, right? So exactly a week ago. So he's lost 150K in value. He's arguably the best player on this game, or at least one of the best. So I'm not sure how much lower he can go. But I think, like I said, overall, I think that a big chunk of the crash has already happened. And now you're going to kind of see it flow up and down. And people have to understand that people are still going to play the game, right? People are going to build some sort of team to play Thursday and weekend league. They're notorious for it. Even if they just sold, guys, they're still going to play the game. And sure, some people might go cheap, but other people might build like a 500K or 800K squad. And overall, right now, you can get a pretty decent team by that if you look at these prices here. So I think we're going to see some ups and downs, but It might be a little bit lower next weekend than this weekend, but I just don't think it's a ton. I think that a major sell-off has occurred this weekend. Of course, there are things that are outside circumstances that could affect it. Like if Icon SBC is dropped in the coming week, that's going to bring on more of a crash because a lot of people will do them and submit coins into untradable. They'll rotate their teams. So that would definitely have an impact. Like I said, if we get a tradable team of the week SBC, that's really, really bad for the market. Events like that are outside of our control, and the more we see that takes off untradables, the more the market will come down. And overall, EA like taking a lot of your coins into untradables, and we have talked about this many times on this podcast, but to them, you putting coins on untradables equals FIFA points. And it might not be you guys specifically listening to this, but people that tie up a lot of their coins and feel poor or feel broke, that's what they want. They want people to say, I don't have enough coins for that player. I don't have enough coins. And then they spend FIFA points. That's literally their strategy. They're promoting untradables like crazy over the past few years. I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but it was really relevant in Player of the Month Sun. They gave back an untradable pack for the 88 squad in it that cost like, three, 200 or 300K.
Yeah, and probably we need to expect this also for Icon
Icons,
SBCs.
correct. Yep. And they're giving you an untradable pack, guys, to feed your SBC addiction because they want people to continuously do SBCs. So if you do that SBC and you get more fodder in packs, you're more likely to spend it again. That's just their system right now. And sometimes, it works. And sometimes you might do the SBC anyways, but I've heard so many times over the years, guys, like, oh, I have 50K in untradables. I'm going to do this SBC because I save money or because I have these players already. You hear that so much, and that's what EA wants. And then it's just something to be aware of, and that will lead to the crash. So all in all, Florian, I think that a big majority of it has happened. I mean, if you look at player prices, they have just been absolutely slashed. We'll pull up one more example here with Varane, but it's really a continuous across the meta board. And I can see the lack of buyers, specifically more on PS than any other market. It is across all, but on PS, it's really, really bad. But Varane was literally, let's go a week ago, 322K. So you're talking like nearly like a 25% drop within a week. And that's why I say that the majority has happened. And this is like the most meta setter back maybe like of all time for a gold and definitely of the year in my opinion. So that's going to be a card that everyone buys back. And it's just so funny because he's probably going to rise towards or at least maybe even above 300K again on Black Friday, once people open those packs and start upgrading their teams again. So that's why I just think it's really funny the people that are panicking and selling right now, because they're better off just holding.
And I have two topics left to discuss, Jake, for today. We don't have too much time left. I have two topics. One regarding maybe we can start with this one. One regarding the latest patch that everybody was. I saw everybody was talking on Twitter about. I didn't play the game too much in the past week, but I've played some weekend league today, and there are definitely some changes there. And second of all, what should people buy this week? I mean, we see the market crash. During a market crash or during a crash, there is always like people are afraid to buy and to invest, and maybe you have some advice here.
Yeah, good question. So first, I think that this market is a really tough one to trade in, guys. I wouldn't be buying many meta cards even until like Wednesday, and then you can try to sell them Thursday because I do think that people will be playing their rivals games and weekend league still. They just can't help themselves, and it won't really be avoided. If you're buying them on a Wednesday and they're still looking really low or comparable to the prices you see today, they should naturally rise Thursday, Friday, and I think that they will even have a little better rise than usual, even in some of these cases, because so many people are scared to invest in them. But there are still people that want to play the game that will continue to play, and there are people that aren't on social media that haven't sold their teams or aren't prepared for that. So, yeah, I think that Thursday and Friday the market will do just fine. Until then, I wouldn't be trading too much with them. And then if you guys want to go in on SBC fodders, I mean, with Mbappe, who is likely to win player of the month, and icons approaching, I still think some stuff looks really low. I think the 84s and 85s look particularly low, and those are the few things that haven't been pushed up by EA yet. We saw 83s rise from the Team of the Week SBC, and then Sun brought up some of those high-rated SBC fodders, but the mid-range ones like 84, 85, 86s, even some of those, they haven't been lifted too much, so I think they got a lot more room yet. And those are always going to be safe. You just have to be willing to hold and wait for a time when they're going to boom.
Yeah, actually, guys, I've bought some. I don't remember when, like 4 or 5 days ago, I bought like one of each, like Good Nation, Good League, SBC Fathers out from 83 out to 88. I have even some Ter Stegen. Ter Stegen, maybe it's 89 or 90. I don't
90,
remember.
yep.
Regarding Ter Stegen, I saw already that he rose in price like 5K per card. I
Yep.
didn't sell because I'm keeping this SBC fodder from my club. I'm keeping them for myself. Maybe a good SBC comes like Icon SBC or some player of the month which I like, and I want to have them like very cheap.
Yeah, and guys, with players like Ter Stegen and Handanovic and cards like that that are up, but you don't know whether you should sell or hold. It's kind of like a funny question because there's really no one you need to ask other than yourself or EA if you can contact them, because the factors about selling are really only based on supply and demand. So what I mean by that is the more supply we get until another good SBC comes, the more those cards are going to drop. So let's say we get Sun and then for a week we get nothing that requires them. They're going to continue to drop in price because a lot of people have already done Sun and there's going to be more and more supply. But if it's only been a few days and we get an Mbappe or we get the icons, then of course they're going to rise in price quite a lot because there hasn't been a long break of supply from Sun. So we don't know those answers without knowing like exact dates, especially on those icons that are really pertinent. We don't know the pricing of the SBCs that's really relevant. If Mbappe is like 3 million or 3.5 million or something crazy, which they could easily do. I remember last year they released a player of the month Messi that was like 2.7 and no one did him. So it really factor there's a lot of factors that EA control and they dictate. And when you invest, you have to realize that an investment is based on EA or based on something you expect to happen and things can change. A trade is done really quickly. A trade could be buying a card for 1K and selling him for 1.3K, which is his actual price. You're not basing it off anything other than current market price or something you know about the market. Whereas investing, you're pretty much based on an approach or an opinion of something coming or something going to happen a certain way. So investing always comes with a slight risk, and EA does control a lot of our investments.
Yeah, guys, I told you this year I took the, let's say, the safe way. I also have like less time than last year to spend on FIFA, and of course I also decided it's better to spend less hours on the game and do other things. Like you see, it's better to spend time with the family, with things that matter. So maybe that's something you should also take a look and a thought about it. So guys, for today, I think we are up with the time. We want to keep them, let's say, shorter as usual in the last episodes. I hope you guys enjoy it, and Jake's advices were quite valuable. So thanks for watching and stay safe.
Thanks for watching, guys.